evening, my friend. Tonight is the 18th August, the year 2018, and we are on the second day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat in Sapa International Meditation Center at Hawaii, America. So, tonight we will ask some answer some questions I have from this morning. The question, why we allow to drink more fluid during the first 3 days here, and we allow to have at least 3 bowel movements and about 6, 7, or 8 times of urination. But normal life, we should not do that. And people asking me why the doctor used to advise us to drink at least 8 glass of water every day. Is that correct? Or is that good or not? It's actually that issue we mentioned this afternoon a little bit already. As you know, our system, the digestive system, elimination system, is next to the circulation system. All right? So, on the elimination system, we always have a higher concentration of waste product, toxic gas, toxic substance, negative energy, bacteria, much higher than on the other side, the circulation system. And automatically, by the universal law, all the way from the high concentration go down to the low concentration, from the high level go down to the lower level, from the many go down to the less, automatically it goes by the what we call a gradient. So every day, if we not clean up our system, especially the digestive system, elimination system correctly, the waste product, the negative energy, the negative gas, it just keep building up. Right? So doesn't matter you eat or you don't eat, it still passes through. But at the time when you eat, at the time when you drink, it will pass through faster because we open the gate. Alright? And also we increase the amount of food or drink in our digestive system. So it will increase the pressure to pass from the digestive system into the circulation system. At the time when we not eat a ring, we close the gate and we maintain the gradient normally. But at the time when we eat a ring, we build up because we add more. That means we build up the pressure and we open the gate so it will penetrate from the gut instead into the circulation system so it will pass through faster. And you think about, you can think about the tea bag, all right? The tea bag, the concentration of the tea, of the color, of the flavor, of the mineral, whatever in the tea bag, is always higher in the water, right? So when you put the tea bag into the water, the clear water or the drinking water, especially the warm water, so the water have a high concentration outside, it penetrates into the tea bag. And the concentration of the mineral, of the flavor, of the color, of the fragment in the tea bag higher than in the water. So it moves from the tea bag into the water. You see? Go by the gradient. The concentration of water in the tea bag less, the concentration of water in the cup or in the glass higher, so it moves into that. the concentration of the mineral, of the flavor, of the color, of whatever in the tea bag, all the way higher than in the water, so that it's moving out. So the same thing in here. When you not eat, right, the concentration of the water, the concentration of the fluid, the concentration of the substance in the gut is high, but it's not much higher than in the circulation system. But at the time when you drink, you add more water, so you dilute all the substance in the gut. Especially if you eat, you add more substance in the food in the drink until the concentration already high in the intestine. And now, when you dilute, it's much easy to move, right? It's much easy to move because it has the media of the water, so it can dilute it out and it can ionize on the mineral, on the chemical, on the substance in here. Especially if we have the gas built up in here, when it have the water, okay, it's easy to open the channel to penetrate. So that is the first issue, the first problem when we use too much food or too much drink during the time when we live in a normal life. Secondly, when we drink too much water, and if we drink the water and we have a number two, right here, alright, so that means we put all the waste product, the gas, the negative energy, the negative substance down to the anal. So that means, okay, we have to eliminate the toxic substance, the waste product, and the negative energy, negative gas out our body. So that's good, okay? But actually, we're not doing that on the normal life, because we don't have enough laxative, we don't have enough exercise, and we don't have time to doing that. So whatever the water we drink, it dilutes all this one, and it penetrates to the intestinal wall to get into the blood, the circulation. Okay, when it gets into the blood circulation, it will increase the blood volume, and that's not good because our blood volume it have the limitation. Okay, it can increase a little bit, it can decrease a little bit. Right? When it increase too much, okay, it will cause the high volume, so it will cause hyper volume, and it could cause the pressure on our heart, on our lung, on our kidney, and on our nerve, and to the surrounding cell. So that's why it caused a lot of problems. So the heart had to work harder, faster, to eliminate the extra fluid in the circulation system. When the heart working harder to put out the extra volume, the kidney had to work out harder to filter and eliminate the extra fluid. And when the heart, the circulation system working harder, faster, the respiratory system had to work faster to, because of that to connect together, right? Respiratory system and circulation system connect to each other through the alveoli. So, at the consequence, the heartbeat may increase, the filter rate of the kidney had to increase, so the lifespan of the heart, the lifespan of the kidney will shorten, because the heart and the kidney, particularly in this case, it build up in our body with a certain number of time of year of working hour. For example, if our heart designed to beat 1,000,000 times per lifespan, right? So if it beats slowly, like 70, 75 beats per minute, it can last longer. Now it had to beat, it had to work faster, 85, 90 beat per minute. So that means the lifespan, it becomes shortened. The same thing like the filter in the kidney. If the kidney can fill 100 milliliters per minute, the filter can last longer. The lifespan of the kidney can last longer. We can live longer, healthier. But now because more toxic substance, more volume of fluid get into the blood circulation, so the kidney have to filter out more, okay? And the rate of filtration, okay, increase. So that's why the lifespan of the kidney is shortened. The filter be damaged faster. So that is the second issue. That's why you see in North America, when we follow the advice, we think that, oh, the more water we drink, the more toxic substance we can be put out of the body. You think it, okay? You think it makes sense. But if you not think carefully, again, it not makes sense. If we drink the water and we can eliminate directly through the anus, right? We eliminate yet a lot of waste product, and that is good. But most of the water we drink, it will pass through the intestinal wall and pass into the blood circulation. And when it passes through that, it carries the waste product, the negative energy, the negative gas into that. So it increases the toxic substance concentration in the blood circulation. And when it gets into the blood circulation, it spreads out to everywhere, especially the central nervous system. Alright? And it get into the deeper organ, deeper cell in our body. So it causes the toxic poisoning in our internal organ. And then it has the circulation system, the heart, the kidney, the lung had to work harder to eliminate all that one. So it causes more work, lifespan is shortened. And another issue, another problem, when the body has to spend time and energy to deal with the external fluid like that. It has no time and energy to deal with internal fluid. Right? When the external fluid extra and had to push out, the internal fluid had to be weighed. Right? So the circulation of internal fluid becomes slowed down. When the internal fluid or any fluid, any current, the air, the fluid, the gas, the energy, whatever, when the current of the flow is slowed down, good become bad, bad become worse. So that's why all the endocrine system, okay, the major system in our body to control the activity of our body, now it's not we flow correctly. Remember, we have a 7 major endocrine gland along our body. And from the vertical, from this system, from the top to the bottom, each major endocrine gland has to take responsibility for many different activity of internal organ system behind that, right? So it have the connection duct and the root very small go into the internal organ and the system. So when the body have to spend time and energy to deal with the external body fluid in our circulation system, right, it not have enough time to deal with, make the rotation or the flow of internal body fluid, that means in the endocrine system. So the duct, it become stagnant, it become blocked, the current of flow becomes slower. So that's why we have all the, what we call the blockage of the internal body fluid, or the endocrine system. So that's why we had a mess up or the imbalance of the endocrine system in the connection with other internal organ system. So actually drinking a lot of water, it not really help much. Yeah, it cause a lot of problem for us, but we don't think it carefully. So that's why we still apply that. And the consequence you see it now today. Cardiovascular disease increasing, toxic substance penetrate deeply into the internal organ increase, kidney failure and kidney damage increase, the stagnant, the blockage of the internal endocrine system increasing, so that's why we have a lot of problems like diabetic, thyroid, we have cancer, the duct of the pancreas, of the breast cancer, ovarian cancer, benign prostate hypertrophy, it leads to prostate cancer. So all the endocrine system now we have our problem. Yeah. So the maximum amount of water we can take every day has to depend on a lot of different factors. Okay, it never be stable, it never be the same. If we have one amount to advise for everyone, that's incorrect because we have many different sides of many different people. And the amount of water add on or replace for the water in our body has to depend on our body weight. Remember, 70% of our body weight is water. So if you have 150 pounds, you have to give your body amount of water different with the one only 125 pounds or the 180 pounds. You see? So if you advise everyone to take a glass of water every day, it's not correct. Because 70% of body weight is water, so we have different ways. Okay? So we have to use different amount of water. First. Secondly, it depends on your diet. If your diet with a lot of fluid, like you eat soup, you eat salad, you eat fruit. Totally with people eat the processed food, people eat meat, people eat animal product, people eat the right food. And it's different with the way they eat. People eat, they chew slowly, mindfully. So the body will secrete a lot of internal body fluid, the digestive fluid, you see? So it makes the internal fluid be circulate, so they don't have to use extra fluid, okay? So body don't have to deal with external fluid. So that's good. So you don't need to add on more water. The body don't need to eliminate extra fluid in the external body fluid, okay? But the people, they eat so fast, right? So the internal body fluid, the digestive fluid cannot secrete enough. So that's why we feel thirsty, we feel hard to swallow. So that's why we have to drink more fluid. When we drink more external fluid, the body has to deal with the external fluid. So when the external fluid be pushed out, and then the internal fluid be stagnant. So that's why we need to drink more again. Okay? So in that case, people have to drink more, and they still cause a problem for the body. And it depends on the season. During the summer, we may drink more because we sweat, and during the winter, we don't sweat, and the temperature is colder. So that's why, okay, we don't need to drink much. We don't lost much water. So the seasonal effect is totally different. And it's different by the way you wear clothes. People with the long sleeve, long pants, okay, they cover all their body parts. So the vaporization of the air, of the gas, of the water, it be less, right? And people wear short, wear shirt, t-shirt, okay, and they lost more water. And the career, people working in the air conditioning room, totally different with people work under the fan. People work outdoor with the people work indoor. It's totally different. The nature of the job. You work with the machine or you work and you don't need to talk much. You don't lose your water, right? And people have to talk all day long like me. Okay, we lose a lot of water. So many, many different factors contribute to the amount of water we need to take in. And then also the elimination out. If people urinate the large volume, totally different with people urinate only small volume and more frequency, right? So every day we allow to eliminate around 1 liter. That means about 16 ounce, right? About 16 ounce of water through the urination. If you eliminate more than that, okay, you damage your kidney function or your circulation system. So if you eliminate 4 times a day, and each time it's around 8 to 10 ounce maximum, all right? Because the our bladder can contain to maximum about 10 to 11 ounces of water in there. So if we have a strong bladder, we have strong nervous system, the contract of the valve can hold the maximum volume of urine in the gallbladder, so we can empty our bladder 4 times a day, and each time with the volume about 8 to 9, maximum 10 ounces. That enough. So about we have about 16 to 18 ounces a day for the output. And the rest is through the sweat, to the vaporization, through the air, to the talk, to the breathing, something like that. If you eliminate more than 4 times per day, more volume than that, you cause a problem for the kidney, for the circulation system. But if you not urinate enough, you have only 1 or 2 per day, the toxic substance may accumulate in the blood circulation. It may cause the damage for the kidney by itself. It may cause the toxic substance concentration build up in the blood. So it will damage not only the blood circulation, it will damage the nervous system because the nervous system connect to the blood circulation in the mouth. Right? So that's why we need to maintain the same amount of water by control the output. If you say you have less urination and the color is so dark, the smell is so strong, okay, you need to drink more. Right? If you say your urine come out is so light color, white color, and it come out a lot, you need to cut down the input. You need to drink slowly. You need to take sip by sip only. So that means you have to control in and out depend on your working environment, depend on your career, depend on how you wear your clothes, depend on how you eat. And every day it's different, all right? Even though during the summer, but today you go to the fasting cleansing. You need to drink more so you can eliminate more. Okay? Tomorrow or the next 2-3 days, okay, you go out to the sun. Okay, you lose more water. Okay, so that means you need to drink more. But and then after that you go back to the office, you go back to your home and you're not exposed to outdoor much. You're not exercise much, you're not sweat much, you need to cut them down. Even though during the summer and only a few day difference. And also, the timing and the way how we drink the water is very important too. during the daytime, doesn't matter that is summer or the winter, the body temperature and the outdoor temperature all the way higher than in the evening and at night, right? Doesn't matter that is winter or summer, the body temperature and the outdoor temperature all the way higher in the morning than in the evening. So to balance for that, we need to provide our body with more water during the daytime than in the evening or late at night. And also, during the daytime, our body works more than during the evening or nighttime. So like the car, the more we run, the more we drive, the more water we need to circulate to cool down the machine, right? So the same thing in our body. When we exercise, when we work, our body function, okay, it will rise up the heat. It will eliminate more waste product. So that's why we need to have the water to cool it down and also to carry out the waste product, the byproduct, our body system to get into the trash bin. At the evening and night time, okay, we stop working. So we don't rise up the body temperature, we don't produce more the waste product, so that's why we don't need much water at night. So if we do correctly like that, our body function will be normal and will be good. But sometimes we do opposite. During the daytime, we are so busy. Even though we feel thirsty, but we are so busy and we say, oh, I don't have time to drink, so just leave that I will drink later on, right? So after the body feels thirsty, they give you a signal to drink, and you pass that, you block that, you override that, so the body no longer give you a signal. It looks like the same thing when you feel hungry. That means when the nutrition level in your bloodstream it gets low. So the feedback control will send to the central nervous system, give you the appetite, give you the feeling of hungry, so you can eat. But if you are so busy to work, and you override that signal, after 15 minutes, half an hour, you no longer feel hungry, you no longer want to eat, right? Until you, after you finish working and you feel exhausted, so hungry, tired, at that time, okay, you want to eat, but you cannot eat much. So the same thing in here. During the daytime, you are so busy and you ignore or you override the signal from the brain, okay, for you to drink, to cool down the temperature of the body, to wash out, to carry out on the byproduct, waste product. So in that case, your body can handle to a certain level only. And finally, it has not enough body fluid to cool down the machine, to load out the heat or carry out the waste product. It had to borrow the internal body fluid, so it had to suck out. So whenever it sucks out the internal body fluid, it will take out the energy and the mineral and electrolyte more than external body fluid, and that's much more dangerous. Alright? So when you borrow the internal body fluid and the body had to spend extra energy to pull out the internal body fluid out, or the mineral, the electrolyte out. So that's why the more you're doing that, the more weakness, the more imbalance your body has. And then after 6 or 8 hours working and borrow the internal body fluid with the electrolyte, the energy, all kind of that. So now you feel totally exhausted, thirsty, and tired, and all the cell it be screened out because you draw out the fluid inside out. So the body no longer can handle that until the late afternoon. You almost finished work, or maybe you already finished, and now you have a time. You try to drink to back to compensate for that, to pay back whatever you already borrowed from the internal body fluid. But at that time, the time for elimination, you see, the time for elimination, the time for push out, It's not the time for sucking anymore. So that's why your body continues to get thirsty deep inside, got imbalance electrolyte and energy from the deep inside. So that's why we mess up the metabolism, we mess up the circadian rhythm, we mess up the electrolyte level. And after wait until after the time for kicking out, to lay at night after 7 p.m., it's now time you can tuck in a little bit, but now it's almost the late at night and the yin, right? The negative energy. So when you tuck in the fluid at that time, it cannot get deep into the body fluid because it's whole outside, because that is the negative energy. But at least it can help to clean up the system, right? And then when you take the water, lay in the afternoon, it may wake you up at midnight to urinate. You see, so that's the problem. So when you, the same amount of water you need to take, right? You select, you listen to your body, you know exactly, you don't overtake it. Okay, you take only 4 glasses of water or 3 glasses of water. That's just enough for your body function. But instead of you take 2 glasses in the morning, 1 glass in the afternoon, and 1 glass before bedtime. Now you do opposite. Early in the morning, you forgot, so busy. During the working hour, so busy, and you don't take any water. And wait until evening and late at night you take it. So the same amount of water need for your body, but your body function turn upside down. And you mess up and you make it imbalanced. Okay? So that's why you need to look carefully inward. You need to listen to your own rhythm. Listen to your own signal to see whenever the body gives the signal, you have to listen and respect to that. We can override unless we are so mindful. Alright? If we listen to our body circadian rhythm, to the signal on the daily basis, on the minute, in every moment, so sometimes you can override at the beginning only, but not after that. For example, you usually have a habit of drinking fast, drinking a lot. So whenever you not provide enough, and the habit pattern still remind you to drink, right? With the old habit, drinking fast, drinking a lot. So now you listen to that, you know, oh, now I learn how to drink slowly, provide less external fluid so the internal fluid can have an opportunity to rotate, to recycle. So that's why you can override that signal from your headquarters to have a feel thirsty, or sometimes you not feel thirsty, but just a habit. So the same thing, like people have a habit of eating snack too often, right? You love to have something put in your mouth and chewing. And now, when you learn that, okay, eating snack too often, okay, not good for our digestive system, it cause a lot of problems. So now we listen to that whenever that signal arrives. You mindfully, you override that. But after 3 times, okay, and your body receives a new signal and it will correct. You cannot override after that. So the same thing in here, whenever your body gives you the signal of thirsty, hungry, or whatever, you need to be mindful. Listen to that and say, can you override that or not? Alright? So back in this issue for the water, if we drink early in the morning to get ready for the day, it's good. If we drink during the noontime or the midday, when the body temperature at the most, when the external temperature at higher, yeah, it's good. But maximum had to be before 3 p.m. at the time for the flow of nutrition, at the time when the body temperature and the external temperature, the environment temperature, the higher level, yet you are allowed to drink. But after 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., the window going down, the temperature start going down, and the body function start to eliminate out. So you should not get in more, right? And you can wait for that. After they eliminate the majority of the fluid to get rid of the waste product through the fluid wait. And wait until another 2 hours to 3 hours so it can go deeply inside to clean up, to extract whatever the extra fluid does not need for the body. It will collect all and you can eliminate last one just before bedtime, around 10 or 10:30. After you dump out all the extra fluid with the waste product in that, okay, you should drink another cup of water right just before bedtime, just after you have the last urination during the day. Okay, so you have enough fluid for the cleansing and carry out all the waste product overnight. So that is the right process of drinking water to help to clean up our body, help to restore or maintain the balance in our external and internal body fluid, help to maintain the balance level of mineral and electrolyte, help to maintain the level of the waste product and the toxic level in the blood circulation system and in the digestive system. Otherwise, the more fluid we drink, the more problem we have. And let's see, anything else? I forgot the question. You have another minor question somebody asked this morning. Anyone have any other question? Because I remember this
morning. I have a question about like natural diuretic, like coffee or tea, which makes you urinate quicker. Does that change any of that?
Yes, when you drink the natural, what we call the natural diuretic, it can help you to increase the amount of the urination. It can help you to increase amount of elimination. But remember, nothing is good or nothing is bad. In case you don't have the normal function of the body, like the kidney filter rate, it reduced, all right? Or when you had a high amount of toxic substance in your body, okay, you may use the natural diuretic to assist for your body function. But if you abuse that one, you still can cause the imbalance of the water flow, internal and external, the electrolyte, the mineral. Because whenever we urinate or whenever we sweat, right, we kick out mineral, electrolyte. Because every body fluid always have a salt in there. So that if you take, you feel salty, right? Your tear, your sweat, even though your urine, every single body fluid, it have a mineral electrolyte in there. So the more urine, especially the urine elimination, the more waste product, the more mineral, the more electrolyte we lost. And not only that, okay, when we urinate with the natural diuretic, it kicks out more than the normal diuretic. That means the biology diuretic. That's why when we drink tea or coffee, if you drink tea correctly, the tea by itself, it will provide or replace the mineral in the tea by itself. But if you drink coffee, right, you don't replace the mineral in the coffee. So that's why you lost or you lower than the concentration of mineral in your body. So that's why diuretic like coffee, it's not really good. It's not really good if we drink too often, more than one cup a day. And also with the what we call the natural diuretic, it may cause the imbalance of electrolyte, because of the biological diuretic, it knows how to recycle certain mineral need for our body. All right, if it have extra, it will eliminate. If it has not enough, it will recycle. And if it don't have enough one, they can block the other one, so it can convert from one mineral to the other mineral. Our body have function to doing that. Like, for example, it can convert from sodium into potassium, potassium back into sodium, right? So if our kidney function still good, and if we use the biological diuretic, it can convert that and it can recycle on the mineral need for our body. But if we use any, even though we call that the natural diuretic, we have no, don't have that function. So it just eliminate whatever it have in the blood, in the urine. So it just kick out on. Doesn't matter that is a good or bad, right? Doesn't matter that is the one we need right now or not, because it just open the gate and it kick out on whatever in there. So that's why the people with what we call osteoporosis, you think, okay, you drink coffee, okay, no good, because that is one of the most common cause of losing calcium and magnesium on the daily basis. And it adds on for the problem of osteoporosis in women, especially for the menopause one. Any other question? Yes?
Hey, I have a question about maintaining the health of the pineal gland. I've heard it been said that fluoride, like in toothpaste and tap water, isn't that good for the pineal gland. Do you know how valid that is?
Actually depend on the tap water. All right, depend on the city, depend on the area, and depend on the state, depend on the regulation. So if the tap water is good control, right, that means they filter good and they use the natural resource instead of the recycled water, and they have to use the chemical to filter that one, something like that. So in general, if they have a good quality, the tap water is still okay, all right, compared to the drinking bottled water, because this one less regulated than the city water. I don't think many of you know this one, okay? The city water, the tap water, be regulated more careful than the drinking water bottle. And the problem only deal with the pipe. If you have a new house, okay, under the water pipe is new, so you have a less waste in there. But you have an old house, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years old, okay? So the city water is good, but at the tower, okay, it carry on to your faucet, okay? It can carry a lot of waste, a lot of dirty stuff in the pipe. Okay, so that's why, okay, at the final stage, it may not good at the beginning, at the city water. Okay, so what's the problem with the pineal gland? Because the pineal gland, it be hidden very deep inside, and it have no protective layer compared to the other internal organ in our brain. In our brain, it we cover everything, have the layer, everything have the border, everything, every single organ have something to protect for that. But except for the pineal gland, because it was hidden very deep inside, and it not deal directly with the normal daily activity. It deals with the spiritual and higher vibration more. So that's why it doesn't want to have anything to protect, anything to block it. That's why it's totally different. We want to be freedom totally. We want to liberate it, right? So that's why one of the function of the pineal gland to help people to liberate. So that's why it has nothing to protect it around, nothing to block it. So that is the good side. But the downside, because it has nothing to filter, nothing to protect. So if we use any fluid, if we eat anything with the chemical, it may take into the bloodstream and it can get up there without the filter. So it be calcified. Okay, so if we don't have a good water, we don't have a good food. Even though okay, not water, because the water amount we use more. 70% of our body weight is the body fluid. That is the water. So that's why we just talk about the water. But the water here is not mean the drinking water only. If you eat the inorganic food, the processed food, the one with a lot of chemical, after in our body through the processing, okay, it convert all that into the fluid, right? So it will circulate into the blood circulation. It get into the body fluid and it will rotate to everywhere. So it will carry on the dirty, nasty substance to that, right? And all the cell, all the other internal organ, it have the filter, it had the cell membrane, it had the layer, the border to protect. Only the pineal gland don't have it. So that's why if we have a good, it go directly, quickly to there to support. But if we have a bad, okay, it will go directly there and it attack and it occupy there. So that's why now today we cannot. People eat a lot. People eat the dead food, processed food. They cannot develop the function or the potential function of the pineal gland. So that's why we suffer from pain, from insomnia. We cannot develop the wisdom. We cannot have a high vibration to connect to the what we call the higher level, the higher energy, the higher the spiritual energy. Because all the calcified, the mineral, the dead energy block it, so it cannot function correctly.
So, Master, so you said what about the sun again? So again, we can change that by being in sunlight.
How do you make it better? Like, say, if it's
actually it doesn't exposed to the sunlight in the morning, it just try to activate one of that function, that means stimulate, so it can secrete the melatonin and activate the secretion of endocrine and other substance. But if you don't have the good nutrition, okay, the water quality, the food quality, it, you still contribute to the calcification of the pineal gland.
What did you say that when the urine is too clear,
just like water, it's no good?
And then also, second question, sometimes why does urine have, you know, bubbles?
Alright, first part of the question, I told you, we have to manage the input and output, alright? When we have the urine color, it's so totally white or clear. That means the amount of waste product is very minimal. The volume of water input is too much. So that means if you have that one, definitely okay, you must have at least 5 or 6 urination a day. So that means the amount of fluid input is over the limitation. The kidney and the heart and the circulation system, respiratory system had to overwork already. So that's why we don't want to shorten the lives of them. So that's why we try to prevent that. And for the second part, when we urinate with the bubble, it have many different factor contribute to that. If the pressure, all right, if the pressure it's so high, so when we urinate, it create a bubble. Like when we had the water, right? When you had the water, if you open it, the valve, okay, it's too strong. The water flow out so fast, okay, so powerful, okay, so it will have the bubble. But if you open it slowly, it rolls out slowly, gently, so it not create a bubble, okay, because it's less pressure. Secondly, if we have a lot of negative gas build up in our body, okay, in our gut, it will pass into our circulation, it will pass down to the bladder. So when we urinate, all the gas will be pushed out. Okay, so it creates the pressure, so it makes the purple too. Then the last one, in case people have urinary tract infection, the bacteria will grow up and so fast, and one of its byproduct is the gas coming out. Okay, so in that case, you may have a burning sensation, you may have a pain or something like that. Right? So if you don't have all that sign symptom, burning, stinging, pain, so it may cause because it have the gas build up in the gut, and it pass through that, or maybe the pressure come out, it's too strong. All right, and
okay.
Yes.
Ideal time 5 o'clock for a large intestine. Not everybody lives that life where you wake up at 5 o'clock. If we, let's say, wake up at 7 and we go to sleep at 12 instead of going to sleep at 10, does that clock, you know, is it okay? Does that everything shift two spaces, or we still have to catch up in a sense?
Good question. But unfortunately, we cannot do that. That's what we are doing right now, and that's what caused a lot of problems. Because I told you, it doesn't matter, okay, during the winter or the summer, all right? At noontime, the sun all the way up above our head. At the place where you reside, okay? So you are here right now, okay, it's almost midnight. Right, but if you fly to North America, right, or you fly to South, to Australia, you have to live with that geographic time right away, because your body is right at that moment in that place. You have to follow that energy. Right, so the Y axis, the vertical axis, noon and midnight. That is symbolize for the vertical axis, for the symmetrical axis in our body. So if we leave off this axis, that's why we create a problem now. We have a tendency to live in the evening and in the nighttime. And the circadian rhythm, it has to follow exactly the universal energy. Doesn't matter, okay, you live with the life inside or the light outside. But remember, the light indoor is that the what we call the artificial light, okay? And the light outside, that is the universal light. The white light out there, it is the true one to stimulate and to create the spectrum. But the light indoor, it cannot create a spectrum for you. It cannot stimulate the pineal gland to stimulate the release of melatonin. It cannot correct all the circadian rhythm for you. Alright? And doesn't matter you stay indoor or outdoor, okay? The energy out there still shift with the movement of not only our planet, the Earth, the whole planet, the whole solar system in our system, and the whole cosmos still moving with the universal energy. So, for example, if you used to have a shower at night, you think in America we had a bathroom very close, very night, and we had the heat, right? The warm, we never feel cold. But if you have a shower at night all the time, every day, sooner or later you get problem. Because that is the night time, that is the zinc time. And if we still use the water around our body, okay, it will suck in the negative, get negative energy, and you come up with losing hair, insomnia, arthritis, all kinds of the problem with the accumulated of the negative, get negative energy. But people, they don't know that. They think, okay, I have a shower in a very warm heat room, and I have a hot shower, okay? But you still cause a lot of problem for yourself. So back in this question, if you wake up late, you can catch up, you can try to have the bowel movement, but the bowel movement after 7 is totally different at before 7. Because the 7 a.m. is the deadline for the elimination. You not only to push out the waste product in your body, you need to have assistance from external force. Alright? So if you have a bowel movement before a.m., it's always easier than after 7 a.m. And also, if you look deep at the energy vibration level, the law of attraction, before 7 a.m. is a time for elimination, the negative, get negative substance. And after 7 is a time to suck in the positive one. So if you eliminate after 7, okay, it could interfere with the absorption of the positive energy. So when you have a less potential or less quality, less quantity of the positive energy you can suck in, doesn't matter, that is from the fruit, from the ring, or from the universal energy. Okay? And the most important one, you mess up your own circadian rhythm. And it's not only the daytime. When you wake up late, definitely, okay, you go to bed late. Right? You go to bed late, you damage your immune system. You damage your gallbladder and liver function. And this is very important. At noontime, later on we will learn, we just learn about how to use the noontime to nourish, right? To reset the balance state. But at the noontime, even though you don't need to eat, you still can survive, right? But at the nighttime, if you not rest enough 3 or 4 hours, you may have more problems. It creates more problems. That's why you see the enlightened one, the Buddha, he have a supernatural power. He can extend his lifespan as long as he wants, right? He can stop eating. But he still had to follow the universal law. Every night he had to lay down, sleep or not sleep. He still had to lay down at least 3 to 4 hours at midnight. We will learn about that tomorrow, because tomorrow is the last day of universal law number 3. Right? So if you wake up late, that means you stay late. You cause a lot of problems for your own circadian rhythm and the internal organ. And this is one of the causes of the cancer for the metastasize.
And you'll talk about that tomorrow, John?
For tomorrow we talk about it, but about the cancer and metastasize we'll talk later on, because we don't have enough time for tomorrow for that. Yes?
You mentioned that a heart rate has about a billion or million beats per lifetime. And so, how do you slow down the rate of your heartbeat?
You can practice for that. Okay, you can train your body, but remember who control that? Yeah, your mind. So the more your mind become down, okay, the more your mind not projecting out, the more it can shine to that, it can observe that, and it can slow down. So definitely, you see it very obviously, right? When you work, when you exercise, when you do something, your heart rate increase. But when you sit down calmly, when you deep in meditation, in concentration, the heart rate and the respiration rate is slowed down, right? To the level you can control. That's why people can prolong their lifespan by they stop breathing, right?
Master, what about beer at alcohol?
The,
like 2 okay a day? Like 8 glasses of water?
All 3.
Actually, nothing is good or nothing is bad. Okay? Remember that. Okay? In this universe, okay, nothing is good and nothing is bad. Depend on how much we use, when we use, and what is the purpose of using. So if we use alcohol, the correct one, the good one, okay, what is the good one? The one to support for our digestive process, all right? Like rest wine or like medicinal wine, all right? And we can use that just after the big meal or before bedtime during the winter time, during the cold weather. Yes, that helps. But if you use over the limit, okay, the same when you use the right amount, and each person, each period, okay, the amount is different, all right? Men, different women, young, different middle, different old age. When you use the right amount, it will assist for the digestive and the absorption process. But when you overuse that, okay, it turn out opposite. It will damage. It will what we call? It will take advantage. For example, when you drink wine, right? Usually, it a small amount will assist for the stimulation of digestion and absorption because it dilates and it puts more energy. It have a high energy than carbohydrate and protein, so it can support more energy to put the flow faster. But when you use over the limit, the volume, so now because it become toxic, so the liver has to give it the first priority to metabolize it. So in that case, it just metabolize the extra volume of white of alcohol. So it will stop the metabolism of the normal food. So that's why the normal food will stay there and ferment it and cause the problem. Okay? So the same thing like beer. Beer can give you the vitamin, the energy, but beer you should not, you know, beer for the release the heat. Okay? It not help much for the digestive process. It can help for the elimination. So when you have a lot of heat, a lot of negative gas, a lot of waste product, toxic substance, you can use beer like the what we call the diuretic, right? So that's good. But if you drink that during the time when you eat, so it will compete with the normal digestion process. It will eliminate most of your nutrition and electrolyte mineral, so that's no good. You may drink an empty stomach, you may drink a small amount, okay. Right? So that, remember that with the small amount and you are take control over that. That means you mindful and you have your mind to control. Otherwise, all that substance is an addiction. So if you cannot control it, it will control you. So today you say, okay, you take only half cup and tomorrow quarter add more and another day another quarter add more and finally it over the amount of the limitation. So it takes over the control. So that's why the Buddha advised, okay, not to use, because most of us don't know how to be mindful when we consume. So that, and then from the good, it now become bad, because we have a tendency of abuse. Whatever we think good, we try to use more, and then it become bad. So that's why from the beer and alcohol, I think if you really know when to use, and you can use, okay, no problem, alright? And not awfully, whatever, the same thing. You have to think about, you use it as a medicine, alright? Alcohol, wine, even though the food, we use that when we're hungry, when we need the energy. But if we eat like for the habit or just enjoy, okay, that become no good. So the same thing like beer, alcohol, or medication. We use that when we have a condition. We use it when we have something to neutralize, to use it. Otherwise, it becomes toxic to the body.
Okay. What time we should stop drinking? At night time, water.
Water.
Drinking water, right? Not drinking beer.
No.
My father actually drinks only water on the ground.
Early in the morning, okay. Usually when I just wake up, okay, when I just wake up, I have to drink at least 1 to 2 cups of warm water, minimum. If you can add on more, like apple cider vinegar, like lime juice, lemon juice, or a little bit sea salt, whatever, but the warm water or drinking water, that is the basic, right? Because early in the morning when we drink, okay, it helps for the circulation, right? Because at night time, okay, our flowing, our current will slow down. So early in the morning we wake up, so we need to have the body fluid flow. So that's why we need to add on the fluid. And also it helps for the process of elimination, especially this one. Right? So early in the morning when I wake up, I drink right away.
Warm water.
Warm water better. Okay, because remember, doesn't matter winter or summer, our body temperature all the way around 37 centigrade degree. Right? So the closer the temperature, the body temperature, the better it will be. If you drink the water, it's so different with the body temperature. You make it fluctuate. And the more different, the more fluctuate, the more chow. So no good for our body. That's what we call homeostasis. Okay, so if we offset that, okay, dangerous. So the closer to the body temperature, the better it will be. And then the last one is just before you go to bed, after the last urination during the day. And you need that one. Doesn't matter you are the normal one or the one you usually had a kidney problem and you urinate at middle of night. It still has more benefit than drip, right? So, usually the elderly people, especially the one had the kidney problem, they be waking up at the middle of the night to urinate and say, oh, I don't want to drink water before bedtime. That is wrong, right? You should not drink the water between 3 to 7, right? Or minimize drinking water if you feel thirsty during the summer, during the heat hour. You may sip by sip or just wet your lip only, but try minimize input at this hour, right? And after that, okay, before bedtime, after the last urination, you should have the last drink. And this is very important to help to facilitate the cleansing of negative substance, negative gas during the midnight to bring all the gas into the bin. Okay, so get ready for the early morning dump out. And in the day, during the daytime, we already explained the high temperature, the high heat, and okay, we should provide more than in the afternoon and the evening. Alright, that enough?
One more. How can we maintain good and healthy kidney?
Oh, that is a big issue. Because the kidney function, it has many different functions, okay? First, we need to have a healthy eating product. Because the more chemical, the more additive, the more processed food you eat, okay? The more negative energy, the more negative waste product will be carried into our bloodstream and the kidney has to overwork to eliminate that. So that's one thing. Secondly, the water. We just talked about that, right? So the food and the drink. That is the normal thing. And the breathing. If we have more oxygen, that means we have a deep breathing. We have the fresh air. Okay, so that will help. Because when you have that one, it's not deal directly with the kidney, but because the kidney is directly connected to the circulation system, the more oxygen you have, the less heart rate you have. Because if you don't have enough oxygen, the heart has to beat faster to compensate for that. So when the heart beats faster, the circulation of the blood will faster. And the kidney has to work faster and work more. Okay. Deep behind that, Remember, the kidney, it have one function to restore or to supply the heat energy. So when you have the fresh air deep breathing, not only you bring in the oxygen or the air, you bring in the energy. And the more oxygen, the more fresh air, the more positive energy from the universe to supply for you. Alright, so if you don't expose to outdoor, you don't have the nice environment, good environment, and the fresh air, the oxygen, because you don't have the good energy to supply for your kidney. So that's why breathing is very important for the kidney in many different aspects. And surrounding area, surrounding environment, surrounding material. Now today, I don't know, you did not print out a handout for people, right? If you read in the email in the handout, I believe the number 14, the chemical substance in our daily life. Everything around us have a chemical, not on, in the food we eat, in the ring we ring, you see, it's very important, right? But we already have a lot of chemical. Besides that, everything around us, even though the fresh air in the toilet and the spray you use to kill the ant or the scrub, and the one you spray to clean up your stove, your kitchen area, and the detergent you use to what? To laundry, to wash your hand to do the laundry, chemical in that. The alcohol you use to clean your hand with the quick cleansing. And the Clorox or whatever the one you use to clean up your toilet or your floor. So the chemical all around you. So all that one will penetrate through your skin. Okay, through your nose. Okay, not through your mouth. Okay, it's vaporized. Or sometimes in a very small particle, so it penetrates to your skin and it gets directly into the venous system, and kidney and the liver will be a very high burden to deal with that. Okay? So all the surrounding environment in your house, be careful, minimize all that one. And usually, okay, we don't know about that. We just use it very terribly. I see people every single time, okay, they use the fresh air in the toilet, right? In the house, whenever they smell something no good, instead of clean up or open the window, open the door, so the circulation, they use the fresh air. So, last but not least, your mind, your noise, because the kidney connect to the ear, right? So now we not only have the water pollution, the air pollution, the soil pollution, but we have a noise pollution. So noisy. Okay, the vibration is so high, so that's why it damaged the ear and it damaged the kidney. And the mind. Okay? Because the more we thinking, the more we brainstorm, the more we set, the more we have a negative thought, okay, the more we damage our kidney function. So if we take in consideration all that one and try to see, okay, which one is the most we had a problem, so now we identify and we slow down or we revert that one, so that will help to protect our kidney function. All right, that's it. And I think time up to almost 8 p.m. So sit back, relax, straighten your back, head and neck. Come back to your breathing. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% here and now. May all beings have a right view so they can get out of illusion, greed, and hatred. May all beings know how to live in harmony, peace, and happiness with themselves, family, community, and the environment. May all living beings know how to nourish the body, mind, the society, environment, and the universe harmoniously. May all living beings share our happiness, the benefits, and the merits of our practice in this retreat. All right, thank you very much, and you have a peaceful night.